Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, on the Happy Life, section 26. You are rendered overproud by a fine house, as though it could never be burned or fall down, and your heads are turned by riches as though they were beyond the reach of all dangers, and were so great that fortune has not sufficient strength to swallow them up. Stoics take seriously the notion that they do not control fortune. Externals, such as a nice house, wealth, etc., are not really ours, because they come and go as a result not just of our efforts, but of a large number of factors that are simply not up to us. I may have a nice house, but it may burn down because of an accident, and the insurance will pay only a fraction of the actual worth. I may have a good amount of money invested for my retirement, but the market may crush and wipe it away. Of course, exactly the opposite could also happen. My house may steadily increase in value over time, and my pension fund may get fatter and fatter. But that is the point. No matter how careful I am at taking care of the house or in investing prudently, things could go one way or the other. The only thing that is truly mine, then, is my judgment, which determines how I handle both the ups and the downs of fortune. That's why my judgment is the most precious thing I have. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, if fortune allows, of course. If you like this podcast, please consider supporting it by opening your browser and going to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. Also, please take a minute to give the podcast a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it.